USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. One member of the Congressional January 6th committee says Republicans are running a three-card Monty in regards to investigating Donald Trump.
You can't get him for impeachment because he's already left office, but you can't get him for criminal law because he once was president.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says the GOP is using a double standard in their objection to prosecuting the former president for his alleged role leading up to the events of January 6, 2021. Trump's former Attorney General Bill Barr says he talked with Trump about the 2020 presidential election results.
I told him in no uncertain terms that there was no evidence of fraud that would have changed the outcome.
Barr on CBS's Face the Nation, but Trump Attorney John Lauro told CNN State of the Union that Trump didn't direct former Vice President Mike Pence to overturn the election.
Asking is aspirational. Asking is not action. It's core free speech.
However, Pence said he was asked to overturn the election. Quote, I had no right to overturn the election. Pence was also asked on CNN if he'd take the stand against his former boss.
I have no plans to testify, but people can be confident. We'll obey the law. We'll respond to the call of the law if it comes, and we'll just tell the truth.
President Biden is hitting the road this week. He's expected to tout his economic policies in Arizona while also traveling to New Mexico and Utah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he'll remove all but one part of his judicial overhaul plan. Netanyahu told Bloomberg that he wants to get a consensus on changing the composition of the Judicial Selection Committee, what many consider the most controversial part of his reform package. It took penalty kicks to decide as Sweden on Sunday ended USA's quest for a third straight World Cup championship. This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
LSU is taking on LSU, but instead of a playing field, it could be taking place in a courtroom. Louisiana College began using its trade name, Louisiana Christian University, and its LSU initials in November 2021. The president of Lubbock Christian University in Texas told Louisiana Christian's president that its use of the LSU acronym encroaches on Lubbock Christian's trademark protected property. Forget Shark Week. This is the summer of the snake.
Snake bites during the summer are increasing in the U.S., as revealed by an Emory University study led by researcher Noah Skvornik.
We want to do a better job of being able to predict or project who may be bitten and when and where and how we can try to avoid that.
The research indicates a notable rise in the chances of snake bites with higher daily temperatures. Among venomous creatures, snakes exhibit a stronger correlation between temperature and bite frequency. I'm John Schaefer.
It's also the summer of Barbie, as it's tops for a third straight weekend. The Greta Gerwig film, based on the iconic doll, brought in another $53 million at the box office domestically. That brings its total in North America to more than $450 million, and it crossed the billion-dollar threshold this weekend globally. Meg 2, The Trench, earned $30 million in its debut weekend. It comes in second place, while Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer slips to third with $28.7 million. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.